The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hello there. My name is Eric Metaxas. I'm going to be the host of today's show. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Alvin, I'd like you to be my sidekick, producer, whatever you want to be.
I'm going to try really hard this time. I'm going to try to
now,
make it.
Yeah. Okay, we have one particularly important announcement to make right now. Before we get into all the, there's a lot of important stuff. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Doug Mastriano. Now, that's going to be hour one today.
Yes.
And I think we may play what I'm saying now in both hours in front of both guests. But in hour one today, Doug Mastriano.
Senator.
If you missed it,
Doug Mastriano.
Senator. He's the senator, state senator in Pennsylvania, an American hero. This is so important. I'm aware of not being up to this. This is a very big deal, folks, and we're going to get to that in a moment.
In an hour or two, Samuel Mitchum is going to talk about the retribution conspiracy.
Okay, that's history. So
yes,
that's
history.
That's like an evergreen we recorded some weeks ago. But in hour one today, Doug Mastriano, that is breaking news, huge stuff. But before we get to that, here's an announcement. Some of you know that our one of the two major sponsors on this program is Nutramedics, Nutramedics.com. Tim Eaton, who's behind that company, who founded it, missionary pilot, he was a missionary pilot, and they give 50% of their proceeds, their profits, I should say, to missionary activities and charities along those lines. So they're heroes, and we are honored to partner with them. But when we were canceled off of YouTube, mm-hmm. he said, I want to do something for you and for the program. How can I help? And he offered, instead of giving 20% discount to my listeners for using the code ERIC for 1 week, so this is the week, today's Tuesday,
yes,
so from
is.
Today till next Tuesday, offering 30% discount.
Yes.
Now, folks, I think it's safe to say this is a one-time only offer. It's an introductory offer. So if you go to Nutramedics.com and use the code ERIC today or in the next 5 or 6 days,
right,
you get 30% off using the code ERIC. After that, it goes back to 20, which is fantastic already. But I'm just telling you, this is the kind of company that it is. They didn't do this as some kind of a normal promotion and use the excuse of our YouTube cancellation. They reached out to us,
yes, right,
because of the YouTube cancellation, said, what can we do? We want to give to the program or something like that, because they wanted to have our back. So if you go to Nutramedics.com, you will use the code ERIC, and you will get 30% off. Again, this is good this week. This is not a gimmick.
And these supplements are excellent. Ann and I use the melatonin in particular to go to sleep at night, and she personally has used many other products, and this one works for us, the melatonin. We use all the different products. The curcumin. She uses that. We use them together, the vitamin D with the K and all that. But no, these supplements are excellent because we've used other brands, and these ones are great.
This stuff is so powerful that Ann hasn't been out of bed for weeks.
No.
She's lost her job.
It's not
good. It's not good. Way too powerful. Yeah. You take a few drops of that melatonin.
She didn't like the job anyway.
Well, this is like industrial strength melatonin, man. You gotta read that bottle, because Ann, her career is going down the tubes as a result of the sleep that she... Okay, we're
Who
kidding.
Who needs a career? Let's
okay,
go
now,
back.
No, but, so I want to say, so because Nutramedics, and we got to get Tim Eaton back on the program soon, because he's... I want to hear more of his story, but this is the kind of company they are, right? They say, we're Nutramedics.com, and we're not here just to make money. We are here to do the right thing. And yes. So everything they do, what they do with their profits, whatever, but it goes beyond that. They said, you know, in effect, we've got your back. So you've been canceled from YouTube. You're losing a lot of revenue, which we are, and we want to help. Now, on the theme of we've got your back, I was recently in Kansas City, and there's no way I can sum up or do justice to what Suzanne and I experienced there. I've never in my life seen anything, and I challenge anybody to tell me, can you think of anything comparable to what Mike Bickle has been doing in Kansas City for the last, well, it's basically 40 years almost, but it's really the last 20 that he started this nonstop prayer and worship. When I say nonstop, I mean 24/7. The worship and prayer literally never stops for 22 years now. It's been going. We visited this prayer room. The whole thing is hard to take in, partly because the media obviously never covers this. Nobody right. cares. The whole thing is astonishing, and certain people in the know are well aware of this. But I thought I'd never visited there. I've heard about Mike Bickle since, gosh, 1990, I think I started hearing about him. He was a young man in his early 30s. Now he's 65 and 66, I don't know. But he's been doing this for all these years. So Suzanne and I were there. While we were there, Mike had invited us through Ken Fish to be part of something. I didn't quite know what, but I'd never met Chris Reed, who is a gifted minister on a level I can't even. We won't go into it now, but we're going to have Ken Fish on the program tomorrow.
Yes.
Don't miss tomorrow, because Ken Fish and I are going to unpack what I'm talking about here. But Chris Reed, and you know, when you get to hang out with these people for days, you get to see who they really are. And these are just the most transparent, honorable, wonderful people, and which thrills me to say that, by the way. Someone I'd never met before, never read his books, never heard him preach a sermon, Francis Chan. He wrote a book called Crazy Love. He and I are not on the same page in some ways. Mm. But to get to know this guy, as it was such a gift. We became friends. I cannot help but love him. He is just such a superb human being, and so transparent in his faith. And he talked about how much it has cost him. And this gets to kind of what's happened to me with Trump and some other things. If you take a stand and you feel kind of an obligation to take a stand, many people are going to mischaracterize you and they're going to attack you. And the way he put it, he preached a sermon on Saturday night that we have to get on my personal YouTube, and I have to put it on Twitter and stuff. I haven't found it yet. But he preached a sermon. It was amazing. He talks about if you you stand with somebody, you inherit all of their enemies. Mm. In other words, when he says, I'm friends with Eric Metaxas, and I stand with him, he's my friend and my brother, and blah, 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 blah. We have some differences, but I stand with him. Everyone who hates me now hates him and goes after him. Yeah. Similarly, if I stand with Francis Chan, everybody who hates him, and they're out there because I've noticed them on Twitter and stuff, they start coming after you about what they don't like about him.
Yeah.
And I think we're living at a time, and this is what cancel culture is. The reason we all have to be brave now and speak out is that if we speak out for each other, we form a phalanx, kind of like, you know, the movie Gladiator, where you stand together as yeah. a shield. That's the key. And what's happening now in the cancel culture, people want to pick you off one at a time, one at a time. If yeah. you say this, you're out, you're out, you're out. So we have to stand together even when we don't agree with everything. So
yeah. Well, talk about this. Jesus said if they hate me, they're going to hate you. And so.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point. So some people say, like, well, yeah, I'm a Christian, but, you know. It's just an interesting thing. There's a moment in our culture now yes. about are we going to stand together. So when Tim Eaton says we want to stand with you, we want to offer 30% off to your listeners for the code Eric for this week, that's just a show of support to say, you know, if you want to attack him, you're going to attack us. If you're going to attack him, you're going to attack. We have to stand together. So I wanted to say that. We're running out of time. Let me just point out before we go to our guest, and again, hour one, don't miss it, Doug Mastriano, but we're going to have Ken Fish tomorrow. I want to say, please, again, sign up for the newsletter. You have to go to ericmetaxas.com. Please do this, folks. ericmetaxas.com. www.thefirstaudit.com. Sign up for the newsletter. I want to say this Sunday, I'm preaching in Bangor, Maine, Ken Graves' church. After that, I'm going to be with Charlie Kirk, TPUSA, in Tampa. Going to be in Birmingham. Go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. We might be out of time, in which case I'll say, see you soon. There's a reason for the sunshine.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day, to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is a show, and I interview guests. Right now, pay close attention, folks. My guest is State Senator from Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano. Doug Mastriano, welcome.
Thank you, Eric. It's been a while. It's crazy time still.
The last time I spoke to you on this program, just before I started speaking to you, your phone rang. You said, well, I got to take it. It's the president. And I got to hear you have a phone call with President Trump. This was like December. And then you graciously put him on the speakerphone to talk to me. So we were able to bring President Trump on the program as a guest. And that's when I infamously said I would die in this fight. And of course, I meant in the fight for liberty, in the fight for election integrity, which is the same as liberty. And I said it because many people have risked their lives and many people have given their lives for liberty. So it seems kind of like a basic thing to say if you're an American who appreciates the sacrifices that have been made. But that conversation that I had with you holding up the phone with the president, people said there was just something the other day in the Hedgehog Review, as if anybody's going to read that. But they wrote a long article demonizing me with Paula White because we're two peas in a pod. And they said that Eric said that he would die for Trump, not for Jesus, for Trump. Like, this is the kind of world we're living in. When even when you say something that's on the edge, they just like kick it 40 yards past. And it's just madness. But that was in December. We are now shockingly in the middle of July in the following year. And we're still trying to figure out what happened in this election. There are a few brave people, and you are three of them, who are working on this. So my friend, Colonel Doug Mastriano, what is going on? To people who know nothing about this, who are not following it, what is happening now in Pennsylvania with the 2020 election? By the way, it is July 2021 as we speak.
The first thing that has changed in our country is only Democrats can use metaphors, by the way. Shakespeare could call that was outstanding 500 years ago, 400 some years ago. But for Republicans, we can't say fight or anything. Only they can, yeah. You know, and God have mercy on your soul if you use any, you know, flowery language or metaphors in your speeches. That's really hard for me as a senator, but you know, that's the rules of the games. And I'm tired of the hypocrisy. I will say whatever I want to say. I'm an American. And that's how it goes. And I knew exactly what you meant there. It was a metaphor for how much we cherish our liberties and freedoms and how that we would fight politically, constitutionally, and legally to secure those freedoms. But of course, they want to misinterpret willfully anything we say. The grace and mercy they give each other is fantastic, but the judgments and condemnations they give to those they oppose, it's like modern day pharisaical.
Well, there's no grace and mercy. You're what it's called, honor among thieves. That's what it's called. Yeah. It really is. It's horrifying. Yeah. But listen, just to frame this, take us down the path of what has happened since, you know, January 20th or whatever. What is going on now, and why has it taken months for this to be brought front and center in Pennsylvania? And what is being brought front and center? What is happening right now?
So we go through the winter. Nothing happens. I'm told by my leadership in the legislative body, hey, we have hearings in the House, and they did great hearings in the House on the election. We have hearings in the Senate. Let them go through those. Let the reports come out, you know, May or June, and we'll issue legislation to address everyone's concerns. Well, the hearings went on. Some were pretty good. Some not so good. The reports came out. A little bit mediocrity in there, as you can imagine, since it was a, you know, bipartisan report. But legislation was put together to improve our elections in Pennsylvania, working with, in conjunction with, our governor, Wolf. Never was a governor more appropriately named, by the way. And so we, 2 weeks ago, we finally run the election reform bill. It passes through the House. It passes through the Senate. And the governor vetoes it. So in good faith, the Republicans worked with him, and he still vetoed a bill that he said it was okay. And so it was at that point, I'm like, okay, I talked to the leadership. I said, look, this is enough. We got to do something. And so having been down to Arizona and seeing what they're doing, it's scientific. And CNN, stop it. It's not a fraud. It's a proper scientific audit. Mine will be a forensic investigation where you've been notching it up a bit. And that needs to happen in Pennsylvania since we're getting nothing else done. And boom, I announced it last Wednesday. Seems like the world turned upside down. My attorney general, who's a very left-wing Democrat and the heir apparent to Wolf as for next governor, he was on CNN. I think I need to run over a box of tissues for him. He was so outraged by this whole thing here. If you got nothing to hide, open up the books.
You see, Doug, what's amazing, I was trying to explain this to a young person downstairs in the makeup room. It is very difficult for those of us who have grown up over five or so decades in the United States of America to fathom the depth of the evil and the cynicism and the political jockeying. I have never seen anything that comes near to this. When I was 10 years old, when Watergate was happening, that was absolutely, like, that might as well have been happening in the 19th or 18th centuries because of the level of gentility and honesty. The cynicism on the part of the Democrats, it's very ugly. I just want to say to my fellow Americans, folks, you should be outraged, horrified, and it should be hard for you to believe. Don't be so cynical that you go, oh, yeah, of course. I'm telling you, I have shaken the hands of people like Vice President Biden and Nancy Pelosi. I've met these people. These are human beings. For them to stoop to this level of chicanery and deception in a kind of death spiral fidelity to power is very ugly, and it's very un-American, and we have to stand against it. And any Republicans who are unwilling to stand against it should resign or be thrown out, because our nation is at stake. That's not hyperbole. That's where we are. And you know that, Doug Mastriano. So you're saying that you announced this how long ago?
A week ago, actually, last Wednesday.
So you announced this. And just to be clear, what is your role in this? How do you get to announce it as a state senator?
I am a chair of a standing committee. And standing committees in the Pennsylvania State Senate have subpoena powers. Okay. So I issued a letter to three counties. Now, here's something the news doesn't like talking about. Inconvenient truth, Al Gore would say, is that I issued letters to three counties: Philadelphia County, the bluest of blue; Tioga County, the reddest of red; and York County, which is in my district. And I've given them 3 weeks to voluntarily comply with a big list of materials, ballots, machines, routers. We're going to do a forensic investigation. If they don't comply, or if one of them doesn't comply, then I will have a in-person voting session in Harrisburg of my committee, and we will vote, I'm sure, sadly, along party lines, to authorize me to issue subpoenas, forcing them by the force of law to comply.
Well, look, again, this is, I want to say to my audience, folks, no hyperbole. It doesn't get bigger than this. Think carefully. This is America. Writ large, we have kind of a small fish, a state senator able, because of the founders, what they created, a state senator is able to do something against insane opposition because of our Constitution and our laws, to bring clarity to one of the most important things you can have in a republic, an election of a president and so many others. So, Doug, it's just – it's an astonishing moment in history to me that you, someone I think of as a friend, as a state senator, are able to use the mechanisms of this great government that we've had for almost 250 years to bring something about that it's not just bearing on the future of America, but the future of the world. I mean, that is, again, not hyperbole. It's an astonishing moment.
You've written about this, about the brightness and brilliantness of our founding fathers, and that they would empower a state legislative junior senator such as myself to be able to do this. I've only been in the seat for 2 years. It's not a job I ever wanted to do. I served in the military. That was my life goal, and I did it all my adult life just about. But as you look around here, so few people are willing to take a stand. And so we did the first hearing on the 25th of November in Gettysburg. And that's my district. I'm blessed to represent that area. And it just seems to change the messaging. Then Arizona did a hearing, Michigan, Georgia, several others. And then the momentum was lost. But then Arizona began a forensic investigation of their own last month, a month and a half ago. And the findings coming out of there are really eye-opening. And so I think Pennsylvania will be one of many stepping up.
You know, I mean, gosh, there's so much here, and we're going to take as much time as you have. But what's astonishing to me, first of all, is that I'm old enough to remember Watergate. And when people would say, this is like one of the cliches, but it's true. It came out of Watergate. People said, the system works. In other words, something goes wrong. There's corruption. We have a way of dealing with it, of cleansing it, and then moving on. And I remember them, you know, the morning Jerry Ford took office, our long national nightmare is over. That was a different kind of nightmare. We're now in a nightmare many, many times more horrifying than that one. But the system is working. It's an astonishing thing, folks. Doug Mastriano needs your prayers. If you believe in the God of the Bible, please. Everything hangs on this. Everything hangs on this. And we'll be right back. Folks, I'm talking to State Senator from Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano, Colonel Doug Mastriano. Doug, we're friends, so I call you Doug, but where did you serve in the military so that you became a colonel? What's your career there briefly?
30 years commissioned in the 80s, sometime at Fort Benning and at Fort Bragg, Fort Huachuca for the U.S. Army Intel School, 3 years in Nuremberg, Germany with a 2nd Cavalry Regiment where we served on the Czechoslovakian and East German borders. Participated in the Cold War, some of the largest exercises to defend West Germany from the Soviets, and then saw the Cold War end, saw the reunification of Germany, and then I ended up in Desert Storm to help liberate Kuwait with my regiment, and then assignments in Washington, D.C., back to Arizona, 3rd Infantry Division down at Fort Stewart, Georgia, back in Germany again for 7 more years with 4 years with NATO and 3 years as a planner, and I was responsible for it was the lead planner for the Northern Option going to Iraq through Turkey. We had a lot of ups and downs with that because of the Turks and Erdogan. U.S. Army War College, retired as a professor out of there, 30 years active duty altogether.
So is that all? Why did I even bring it up? Okay, so honestly, that is so beautiful to hear that resume. Thank you for giving us that context. And I just want to say that you, to me, through no intention of your own, it seems to me like God's hand, you're Cincinnatus at his plow. You are somebody you served, and then suddenly you decide, well, you know what, maybe I can go leave home, leave my farm, and go serve instead of in the Roman Senate, in the Senate of the state of Pennsylvania, where freedom was founded in Philadelphia, 1776, 1787. Tremendous thing that you would just go and volunteer yourself. You don't need to do it. You're serving your country, as far as you're concerned, maybe for a brief time. And then suddenly history plunges you into the very center of things that are almost too astonishing to comprehend. So a week ago, you call for this, and you notify Philadelphia and these two other areas. And so you say to me that you want transparency. Everybody in America who's any kind of an American wants transparency. You don't want to have a president be the president who wasn't really elected. So why shouldn't we open up the books? And who wouldn't want us to open up the books? And why wouldn't they want to? So is it today that Vice President Biden is going to Pennsylvania to give a speech on election integrity? Have you ever heard of anything weirder and sicker than that? When we have people rallying, risking their lives in Cuba to speak out for freedom, but he's going to the hot spot. He's going to Pennsylvania. Why do you think he's doing that?
It is ironic. It feels like Orwell 1985 or something. It's like, seriously? So here you have a state senator exercising his constitutional authority and power as vested in him by the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, Paragraph 1, that the legislator has the oversight on the manner and conduct of elections.
And that is all defended by the blood of patriots going back two and a half centuries. And that's why you're able to do what you're doing.
Exactly. And so in their outrage, my governor, Governor Wolf, once again, more appropriately named than any other governor I know of, he comes out calling me names. I mean, like a little schoolyard bully, this wealthy man who never wanted for anything, who shut down businesses, kept abortion clinics open while shutting down all other surgeries last year. The biggest hypocrite and privileged person I know, he attacks me with name calling. Instead of just saying, you know what, Mastriano, I disagree with you, but since the majority of the people in Pennsylvania have concerns, I have nothing to hide. He's a coward. And then Josh Shapiro, the heir apparent to Governor Wolf, imagines himself as the next governor, predicting that Biden won before one ballot was cast, by the way, last year. And now I will do everything in my power to prevent this. So he's trying to block a constitutional exercise of my power in a legislative body.
Now, why would they say they're doing that? In other words, what is their gaslighting reason for wanting to block something this basic? It's kind of like, open up the cash register. Why is this a problem? What are they afraid of? I mean, what do they say? Let me just ask you, what do they say?
The same old Democrat chestnuts that come out all the time. This is about disenfranchising.
It's about racism. It's about race. Don't you understand that election integrity is about white supremacy and racism? Don't you understand that, Doug? So, honestly, look, here's what we need to say so that everybody understands. They're scared to death.
Yep.
People are going to jail. If it is discovered that there was playing around with the most sacred thing, the vote. So they're hiding behind, we don't want to disenfranchise voters. We don't want to. Yeah, we're going to play your game. We're going to say, you're right. It's the most sacred thing. People have literally died and been tortured in the fight for freedom so that the people could rule themselves. And there's nothing more important. And they are just scared to death. Biden is scared to death. If he has the cognitive ability to appreciate what is happening, that's immaterial because the people around him do. And they've told him, oh, you need to go and give a speech because we need to fight. We need to fight to the death, because if we lose this, it's all going to unravel. You see that thread? The whole sweater is coming off. We're going to be naked, marching down the street. Everyone's going to see what happened. This is the beginning. We're going to die on this hill. Let's do it. And so that's what he's doing. He's giving a speech. He's not giving a speech to encourage the people in Cuba who are being arrested and tortured for speaking out against their communist government. We're living through strange times, folks. Let me just say again, you might pray. You must pray. And we'll be right back. Fans, I'm talking to Colonel Doug Mastriano, State Senator Doug Mastriano. Come on, which is it, man? We've got to figure this out. Colonel or State Senator? Today, you'll be the State Senator. So what do you think is going to happen Philadelphia, look, there have been people. There's a guy named Chris Reed, a prophetic voice. He was on the Sid Roth program. He said that he had a vision. Now, I know for a lot of people this is really loopy, and it's sort of neither here nor there, ultimately. But he said a few days, I think it was November 11th, that everybody's going to be looking at Pennsylvania and at Philadelphia. In the end, the whole nation is going to be looking there. And I thought, think of how appropriate that is. This is the very place where the Declaration of Independence was written, ratified, the Constitution. It doesn't get more historic. And yet today, Philadelphia is probably one of the most corrupt Democratic strongholds. They've been getting away with this nonsense. So how do you think this is going to play out, State Senator Doug Mastriano?
So, well, first off, I want us to reflect back. In 1682, William Penn landed near where which we call Philadelphia today. And he spoke prophetically that this would be the seat of a nation, the place where we would do what is just and true. And just 58 years after his death, that prophecy was fulfilled in 1776, where the light of liberty was lit right in Philadelphia. The heart, birthplace and the heart and soul of our nation is Philadelphia. And then, of course, a few years after that, 1787, the Constitution was ratified after much debate and discussion. And we remember what Mrs. Powell said to Benjamin Franklin leaving Constitution Hall. Well, Mr. Franklin, what do we have? And it's in your book, you know, a monarchy or a republic? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. And so we've been in the mode of trying to keep this republic, and we've had ups and downs. And then, of course, the biggest crisis was probably on the first, second, and third of July, 158 years ago in 1863 in Gettysburg, in the bloodiest place in North America, where a new birth of freedom was secured. And even years later, in 9/11, 2001, Flight 93 captured by terrorists, and the Christians and others on board that plane got together. Todd Beamer called, talked to a couldn't get through to his wife, but talked to a lady on the phone, prayed the Lord's Prayer, and he said, let's roll. So this is another moment in our time where it's time for us to roll. I never imagined or dreamed that I would be caught up in this middle of this maelstrom here. And so we have the hearing. There's so much controversy. We hold, you know, hearings in the House and Senate. We issue a report. The governor vetoes a reform package, and still nothing gets done. And so I move forward with this very good faith approach, exercising my constitutional powers to do a forensic investigation, scientific. I want everyone to participate in, you know, either it's right or wrong, no interpretation. And I get such a bellicose responses from the governor and the attorney general. And you just kind of wonder, what exactly are you afraid of? Are you hiding something? If I was governor of this state here, and if I disagreed with Mastriano, I'm like, you know, Mastriano, I disagree with you, but I got nothing to hide. And the irony is my governor campaign, I will be the most transparent governor in Pennsylvania history. He's the least. It's like opposite day with politicians. They say one thing, the campaign trail is going to be the opposite. So I'm moving forward. And then lo and behold, Wolf begs President Biden to come to Philadelphia. It's like, are you returning to the scene of the crime or something? I don't know what this is about, to protect people's voting rights. Really? This is complete opposite of what you're doing. You're trying to suppress people's votes by not letting us get to the bottom of what happened. I just want the truth, and the people that stay here demand the truth, and they're going to get it, by God.
Well, think of this. If you are playing fast and loose, and there's a level of corruption that's been going on for decades, the assumption is it'll just keep going on. I've talked to people who are, you know, deep into the election stuff every 4 years, and they say, if you don't win in Pennsylvania by 5%, you lose. In other words, they know that baked in is 5% of corruption. There's just no way around it. And so what happens if you overplay your hand, and then suddenly they say, well, what's going on over there? This is what happened in Watergate, right? Remember, they taped the door open, the burglars, and somebody kind of, you know, a night watchman says, well, what's this? Oh, it's a door that's open. And it just unravels and unravels and unravels to the biggest scandal ever. That's what happened here. In other words, you overplay your hand and people go, huh, you know what? Maybe it's about time that we actually looked into what happens in a place like Philadelphia. Why don't we do that? Their worst nightmare, their worst nightmare, that somebody would say, let's open the books. Let's see what we have. Let's bring the flashlight out. Let's look into that snake pit. So they're scared to death. I want to say it again. They're scared to death. People are going to go to jail if there's any malfeasance here. This is like jail time. These people are very scared. Who knows how involved Governor Wolf is in this? Let's just go back for a second to Maricopa. Where are things in Arizona now? And how do you see, if this is to begin to unravel, is that part of what's happening? Where are they now? I'm never clear on where we are.
So they've completed the recount, and their recount exceeded what's required. They had actually three eyes on each ballot. And apparently there's a big deficit, a big delta deficit between actual number of votes that were on hand as opposed to number of votes that were reported. That's significant. And apparently on the software side, they've really been mum about that, but apparently the software is compromised. Some routers may have been online. So when this report comes out in a couple of weeks here, I think it's going to be pretty earth-shattering. And if we even have a fraction of what comes out of Arizona and Pennsylvania, it's a show changer.
So most Americans are not tuned into this. They're going about their lives thinking, well, we're under the Biden diktat administration, and they're not aware that a thread is being pulled. It's kind of like you get a pair of tweezers and you see just a half of a thread, and you're trying to pull it, and people are saying, you know, those tweezers are illegal. You need to come with me, sir. This is just bad news, and so it's not being covered much. That's why I wanted to talk to you on this program. This potentially leads to something that is going to be a gigantic crisis in the months ahead. So what is the timeline on what you're trying to bring about in Pennsylvania?
So the three counties in question, two Republican, one Democrat, very bipartisan approach, very honest, two elections. I'm looking at the 2020 general election and the primary we just had in May. I think that's a brilliant approach. The recommendation to add the 2021 primary was by my colleagues. I said, okay, we'll do that too. And maybe we'll see some patterns or something, or maybe not. But this is a good research approach to this problem that we have. The step is, after 3 weeks, on the 31st of July, the counties, if they don't reply, then I'll have a voting session of my committee in person in Harrisburg. Hope you can make it. You'll have a good time with that. You'll listen to some mind-numbing speeches from the other side, I'm sure, with all the chestnuts will break out. With faux tears, but we'll win. I have seven Republicans, three Democrats on my committee. He'll be on party lines to authorize me to start launching subpoenas at the three counties. I do believe even Republican counties for legal coverage will wait for subpoenas, no problem. And then we start coordinating on going into their counties and doing what we have to do.
I want to get you to repeat that when we come back. Few minutes left with Colonel Doug Mastriano, state senator from the great state of Pennsylvania.
Desperado.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to State Senator from the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano. Doug, you realize there's going to be tremendous opposition. In other words, they will do anything and say anything to prevent from happening what you have put in motion. By God's grace, they won't succeed. I hope a lot of people will be praying. Where do you think we are in 3 weeks from today, for example? What are the options?
3 weeks, the subpoenas go forth. My committee will meet in the middle of summer. I guess the one advantage of being full-time legislative body, I can call my committee anytime the calendar, that I can get a quorum. Subpoenas go out. The Republican counties will comply. We'll work out a timeline with them. I could have this done in 2 months if Democrats don't obstruct. But they're about obstructing and keeping people hidden from the truth. We will see Tioga County comply. It's a 75-25 Republican county. We'll see York County, which is about 60-40 a Republican county. My own district I'm looking at, York County. And then after that, Philadelphia. And Philadelphia, we will come in because I have the constitutional authority. It's been held up by our own state Supreme Court in numerous cases. I have the cases here. I have to recite them to you. It's really irrelevant. But we have the rule of law. This nation is about laws and order and a constitution. And so we're going to move forth. Go ahead and challenge it in the courts, Josh Shapiro. That's fine. That's your right within this constitutional republic, not democracy. But we will win in the end. The truth will come out. And people, I hope I'm wrong. But, Eric, I'm just resolved that we're going to find a lot of bad things since they're working so hard and spreading so many lies to try to keep this from happening.
It's just, this is more exciting than any movie. This is reality. The whole country is looking at Pennsylvania. The whole country is looking at Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, the place where it all happened. It's an amazing thing. I mean, it's an amazing thing that Benjamin Franklin walked out of the Constitutional Convention and was asked by Mrs. Powell and was overheard. That's the only reason we know about it. It was overheard What are you giving us, a monarchy, a republic, madam, if you can keep it? We are now, and you, sir, are leading the charge to keep the republic. That's all this is. This is free American citizens doing their duty, working with the laws that are set up to keep us from tyranny. It's just an amazing, it's an amazing thing. I want people to appreciate the import of this because it's unprecedented as far as I can tell. I just can't think of anything that begins to compare to this. I do hope a lot of people will be praying for you, Doug, because God has kind of delivered you into the center of this maelstrom for such a time as this, to quote one of my favorite books. You also were the one that called for the special session, or the hearings, rather, in Gettysburg back in, was that November?
November 25th.
I remember at the time you struggling because a lot of people, even in your own party, were not being helpful. We've just got less than a minute left, but why do you think people who call themselves Republicans are willing to go along with this kind of corruption, this kind of they don't seem to understand what America's about?
Yeah, I see malaise. I see status quo. Don't rock the boat. Hey, just steady, easy on. But, you know, what do you do? So I never wanted to do this. I retired from the Army. I was going to ride off into the sunset like so many colonels do with a sweet job, you know, making lots of money and travel. And I was complaining about after 30 years of sacrifice, the country was in bad shape. And this 23-year-old kid looked at me and said, Colonel, do something about it. So this is me trying to do something about it here. So I'm asking Americans, please reach out to your legislators. Reach out to your state senators in Pennsylvania. The reps don't matter. This is a state Senate issue. And ask them to get on board. Democrat or Republican, we need to all get on board. If you got nothing to hide, crack the books open. Let's get to the bottom of it.
This is the second American revolution. We're at the precipice. Either we bow to tyranny or we win our freedom again. I really do think this is the culmination or the fulfillment of Lincoln's prophetic words at Gettysburg, a new birth of freedom. It's kind of a simple choice. Doug Mastriano, we thank God for you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Please keep praying for me. I sure do need it.